Iggy moves to LA, MC5, Splinters forms back again. Splinters tries to keep going around 71. As everybody moved from Detroit and as everybody fell because of the scene falling, Detroit's music scene was like a vacuum. There was nowhere to play, nowhere to play anywhere. You could play these lounges. If you had four sets of music, four sets of cover bands by, at the time, it would have been Led Zeppelin. And you heard Led Zeppelin every 5 minutes. You heard Led Zeppelin. Everybody's getting sick of it. Sick of hearing Zeppelin all the time. Sick of hearing uninspired, overindulgent prog rock took off. And all these long songs and self-indulgent solos and self-indulgent lead singers and, you know, keyboard solos that go on for 10, 20 minutes. Yes, for example, Yes would come along and Rick Wakeman would do a 20-minute keyboard solo, a guitar player would do a 20-minute solo. Each guy would do a solo, and it was so boring. Jethro Tull, I mean, when they first came out, these bands were great, but then as they did their third album and that, the songs got longer, the albums got longer, the music got self-indulgent, radio was self-indulgent, and they wouldn't listen to anything else. So these young bands started popping up out of Detroit, influenced by New York's punk scene around the same time when all this was, it's kind of a big bonfire of stuff going on from the fall of the counterculture stuff, those bands, SRC, Frost, T. Garden Van Winkle, T. Garden Van Winkle was part of it all. Bob Hodge and Catfish, all these bands, these great bands, were no more. Detroit was just an empty shell. So we're influenced by the Five, the Stooges. Roxy Music started happening. Lou Reed started happening. This would probably be 72, 73, 74. There was a club on 6 Mile and it became Limbo's. It was really called Bimbo's. It was a big like bowling alley underneath and a big club upstairs, and they had them all around the country. There was like five or six of them around the country, and bands would play. And I bought tickets for the Pretty Things. They end up canceling. So that was like one of the only clubs around at the time. The Grandy was no more. The East Town was kind of still happening. So we were going to the East Town Theater. The Hideouts were no more. So the club scene was really, it became bars, these bars and lounges from the generations before with cover bands. And these cover bands would, they'd just play all the stuff that was on the radio.